they think it's nailed it. Well, that's Mitchell's first report. The next step is McGregor now has to go to see Irvin and nail it. Maybe we won't go on the basis of Fannin.
Oh, well, no, Fannin's not that quick.
Now, Marty apparently sat in with Fannin, so he knows what was covered there. Then, but now, you get the immediate follow-up McGregor hitting her.
McGregor will not make a mistake. Boy, he's very precise.
Well, and he's a damn good lawyer. He knows, he's playing
a business or
a lot of
very firm on it. I watched Rogers for a little while, and
my view is he's doing extremely well. On content, I didn't see enough to get a good feeling, but I saw the wrap. I saw the network wrap-up, which just came through superbly. But Bill himself, he looked firmer than he usually looks, and very very much in command of himself in the whole thing. I think he had himself psyched up pretty good for it. At least you got the feeling that he did, and he didn't back down at all. Case gave him a long thing. Well, Case did a good job of praising the president and talking about the organization and his great admiration for what this administration's done in Vietnam. And he said, had his butt, which is, we ought to stop the air war. And Bill hit him back very hard. Explained it, did it very rationally, and it was damn good television. I hope a lot of people watched it. Of course, they didn't.
We got it
tonight. Oh, we'll get some tonight. Hell yeah. No question. And Bill did it. This is a different situation than how Church hit him on.
Yeah, I heard about
why this is going to
turn your rockers, please.
It's probably still on.
Hold that call. He still has a problem. I'll let you know.
They quit the television, but I think he was still going. They hadn't ended the hearing.
Gregor's going to try to get the goddamn mixing side of the day. They all only heard it.
Yes, sir. Even Mitchell does. And Mitchell's
fine.
He called me and he said, I think we've got to get this moving today and, get the speech wrapped up for claimings because he should go on today with it. So he was all set to pull the plug. This is well before he had heard back from the Irvin meeting. Now, of course, it's a hope. But we're going in. Getting the client address speech polished up, finished.
Damn, I don't know whether it was. I wonder if he just isn't going to say, well, that opens up a new vista and all that.
They said, well, his point was here that it's, he needs a face saver to get off of it, and he doesn't want to push it. He's in a bad position holding client visa. And he is. He's got his own PR problem in holding Kleindienst's nomination hostage to the principal question, the question of principle on testimony by the White House. Especially since he's on, the opposite wicket before the Supreme Court on Wednesday. He's up on the Senator Gravel thing where the Attorney Justice is trying to call Gravel's AA and Irvin is defending him. On the grounds that an administrative assistant must be privileged to have his dealings with his senator.
What are you just not calling for?
The Pentagon.
That's the other side. There's going to be privilege for the Congress and not for the other.
Who's that? And this is the line I just said.
Is anybody attacking for this?
Oh, yes. And we've got the. Okay. Well, they're waiting to get. Well, he read a whole thing into the congressional record. Clark was going through it this morning. That the quotes that he's got in there about separation of powers and the need for an assistant's confidential relationship with his senator are much better put than all our arguments on the subject. So Irvin's on it. He's got a problem that way.
I'm good.
I was really pleased with Bill. He said, I didn't see enough substance. I don't know, he may have been totally bad on substance in some parts of it, but boy, he looked good, he looked right into the camera, he looked right into, hit the senators right back.
What did he need to do?
He got a little, he'd get,
raise his
voice a little, get a little excited now and then, but he obviously, if he was doing it, he didn't. He was under total control, he was doing it because he wanted to. Hit the invasion over and over, massive invasion. Hit the bloodletting, the bloodbath problem, if we pulled out and left him. They gave him a tough question on the POWs, that you're creating more POWs.
Oh, shit. How many?
Two, three, nine, four, maybe a dozen. We're not getting the straight information that you get all kinds of stories about how many planes are lost. Bill looked right into the camera and he said, Senator, the correct information is that on those bombing raids, two planes were lost. An A-4 was lost and the pilot was rescued from the ocean, recovered. And a 105 or something was lost and the two crew members have not been recovered. That's the extent of the losses. Then the senator said, thank you, Secretary. Is that any of that?
That's the way he was prepared. That's the way it should be.
Hey, Kevin, you said that this was being done for military reasons. What are the diplomatic reasons? And he said, now, I answered a specific question regarding the military reasons. Let me say that there are very important diplomatic reasons. Hit that too, but he's a good lawyer.
He's smart to handle. Henry doesn't give enough credit.
Courtroom action.
As a matter of fact, Bill will do much better in making headlines. Picking and writing the headline than Henry will.
Damn right.
He's also much better in getting across precise, understandable language than Henry.
Well, and making the story we want to make about the massive invasion, about the bloodbath consequences, about the
rather than going off into some treasure. Explanation.
He trapped him, and he said, well, it's obvious now that we've all agreed here that he trapped Case on this one, that North Vietnam had no intention of negotiating at the table. And obviously, there's no point in our returning to those negotiations. He laughed. They said there's been an offer from North Vietnam this morning to return to the table, which there has.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, if we stop and Bill laughed and said, yes, if we stop the bombing, but we're not, of course, not going to stop the bombing. In order to move to the Congress table, we have said we will go to the Congress table when they stop the invasion of South Vietnam.
That's right.
Then he said, well, do you mean all those troops have to be out? He said, I said when they stop the invasion, they've made a massive move of commitment of troops on an offensive action across the DMZ in violation of everything. I get that again.
Right.
He said, when they stop that action, then we'll consider going back to the Congress table. And he did it well because he laughed as though, that's an idiotic proposal.
Sure. It's about the bombing. They sold that to us once. They sold it in 68.
He said about the bombing. He didn't say it that way, but he said it damn effectively. Because they said, what's the difference between them instead of bombing now and the bombing then? It's a totally different situation. In the first place, we had 550,000 American troops in South Vietnam then, and we were engaged in the ground war. Now we have virtually no troops in South Vietnam, except a few that are still leaving that we've got to protect. The President has said consistently, every time he's announced a troop withdrawal, that if the enemy takes actions that endanger the lives of the remaining troops, the President will retaliate and will take appropriate counteractions. And he's done that, and you have to give the President credit. He has said what he's going to do, and he's done what he said. And he just...
That's good. Henry, you see, would never think to say anything like that.
But it was a damn good line.
You hell of a lot.
And then he said, and also, we have a totally different military situation on the other side. 12 of their 13 divisions are committed to this invasion of South Vietnam. And they are highly mechanized with sophisticated equipment supplied by other powers. And you could say Russia, but he's sorry. He said, they're highly dependent on the petroleum supplies and other logistics support from the north.
Right.
And the bombing attacks now are directed for a specific purpose. We're knocking out that supply line, that logistics support that they're dependent on. And, he was damn good.
Well, you've got a good case to sell on. That's the way to solve it, too. If you get it, it's too bad. It's
Scoop will probably try to, but he won't, nobody will listen to him.
Well, that's fine.
Wallace has written, he respectfully demanding that you reform the tax structure immediately.
Without the help of Congress.
Well, Rumsfeld's reaction, that was the way we should respond, is if the governor will inform me as to how to dissolve the parliament, I'll move ahead with the rest of his suggestion.
Have you been able to be in touch with the colony?
The colony will not return from Texas until 7 o'clock tonight. And I think it's better to wait till he gets back by calling down there.
Oh,
won't you, but I don't think I should.
I didn't intend to.
Yeah.
You don't want even to call him over the weekend. Whatever I...
I think what I'll do is ask his secretary if I've got an appointment the first thing tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I think he gets in charge of... I think it helps him to go home from the evening, so...
Yes.
He's like Johnson, have to go to Johnson City.
Has to get back to the...
Texans.
Got to get back to
the...
Yeah, the bombing of Haiphong and all that, mate. If the guy's got any class at all, he's got to sit down there in his fields and say, Jesus, why can I do that to that poor guy? I mean, I can't.
Well, some people...
He's doing something like that.
I think some people may even be thinking that, as I told you, that was the Graham line, you know, it's the Rockefeller line, when he called to.
Well, one thing Colson's using with our troopers, and they're getting them in for briefing this afternoon, the hard line, you know, the guys that will go out and attack.
Sure.
And one thing he's using is Sindlinger. It's just practically, he's fallen. He can't believe all this stuff, apparently, according to Chuck, the hawkish turn and the point that people are making of, thank God the president's moving in. What the hell are these people? A lot of volunteer responses.
I thought Sindlinger's fine.
But what are these people carping?
I thought he was for the economic issues.
No, he gets voluntary reaction. On the stuff, and he can throw in any question he wants because they're on a continuous
set. They're more hawkish now.
And he's so astonished by it, he's apparently going to come down and have a press conference down here about the reaction of the American people.
Well, I think you'll be pleased to know that I've told Henry that unless he gets, and the main reason that I've had wins, he told me.
Sure, it's the difference, and this is the total difference between the Johnson so-called escalations and stuff and yours, is that his was always a little bit too little, a little bit too late, and never in control. He was always on the tail end of the thing getting whipped, where you're on the other side of it cracking the whip. And it's a hell of a lot better position to be in.
Leaving for the purpose of getting a fat job.
it'd be good for us, Iran.
Oh, sure. Please. Please. So I can't be saying we can find somebody good at the Council on Foreign Relations. Don't send any more in.
I think you're right.
I think too, that there's no point. Alex is pushing an awful lot of people in this way. I don't mind the little girl going off and this and the secretary and somebody worked hard in the assembly and so forth and so on.
Forget it. Have them come in after the election. What do you think?
Yeah. I think that's right.
I think let's just see he has Christ. I don't think you can see this 4 or 5 times. And that's enough. Kind of sort of our creature. Oh, I realize you have to do something just to be nice to people, but let me put it this way. I'd rather be nice to people that are staying rather than people that are leaving. You know, sure. People that are leaving for a damn good reason, because this is the time when they've got to capitalize on their bad jobs, where they're doing better here than they do on the outside. Correct?
Well, I can also see if anybody, and you look at him like that Senate, you know, Cowan, we had the president. He's such a good guy. Well, what the hell? He got out now because he can get a fat job now.
Right.
That is a fat job.
And I understand that, and I don't mind any of
except they don't deserve any good.
I don't start anybody doing it, but I don't think they need to come in here and get a picture of the flags. Conflicts and all that bullshit. That's what I really mean.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Visionary. Because I said if we got any time for that, let's take some poor working girl that's sticking around here and she's going to get a bad job, or he, or the case might be. You know, I'm going to say a word, you know, that damn Panda thing is screwed up, and I think Connie's at the bottom of the goddamn thing. So we're looking to do about it. We're going to have a vote. You can't move the tennis table to the next day.
Don't
mind. We'll have two Chinese players. Just hand the story to the big one. That's fine. I don't give a damn. But you have got to talk to Connie, and she is to be under the rock. I am concerned really about having her go to Russia.
So what?
Because I think she's a pain in the ass. And if she goes, she should go as a member of Ron's staff. See what I mean?
Yeah, but that's the only reason she could ever go. That's really what it has to be.
She is going to go on the plane with us, for example, if you can't have that kind of stuff. I don't know. But Patterson's insisting, you know, she's only going as a favor to her.
Well, it's just not a good move. I talked to Kotis about it, and Kotis is concerned. In fact, I had talked to him.
Has she told Connie yet she's going?
I don't know. Bill said it's no, if we can handle it, it's just Connie. The problem is if Connie goes, she'll want to take two of her staff people with her, and that, Kota said, is a real problem. That in Africa, he had more trouble dealing with Connie and her staff than he did with the Africans and Mrs. Nixon. I mean, the tour was beyond me. It was the staff, and that's always the case. The staff who doesn't know how to operate on those things is a pain in the ass. That's why I don't like to take, you know, you like to be nice and take people along, and but each one we take along is just another problem.
You like to put it. I know, and it's not right that they are going to get the treatment.
If it's just Connie, we can, Kota said we can control it.
Well, just order that. It'll work out all right. Fine. Just order it's Connie alone, or there's no room, I just say, for anybody but Connie by herself. And frankly, take her from the goddamn crib and let her go around.
It's too bad.
I don't know what the Christ she does anyway. What the hell does Connie do in terms of selling the... I mean, I'm not sure
of selling Pat, but
I'm in terms of everything from the quality of the entertainment at the White House to anything of that sort of thing. I don't know what the Christ she does except it's over there and pick away at Ron, the so-called West Wing.
Well, there's more than that. She and Lucy fight with each other.
Awful. And awful.
I don't see who can get to Pat first with things. I think that's one you just gotta not worry about.
I ain't worried about it. But I was gonna say, it's Connie alone, and just say that the Russians won't allow anymore. Put it on the Russians. And
turned out to be damn good on her. She was very helpful. She, you know, when she didn't have other, you know, she was nursing under her, she could say, I helped her, and her paperwork and stuff. You know, she was good trooper.
I won't get to call him now due to the fact that I am going to this lunch. If you were to call Rogers, if you will, say that I called it a lot very down to the store in the hearings, but, you know, blow it, smoke up his ass about it.
Well, let me check and see. It'd be good if you do talk to him.
It is going to run out. He's final. Very pathetic. Well, I'll call him this afternoon when I get back. I'll call him too. I'll call him too. Don't bother calling him. Don't use it for two. Yes.
I will.
Anyway, he deserves it. He's had a hard deal.
Well, it, we should, when he does it right, we ought to, he ought to get backed up. Because he's damn weak. You know, he's taking a strong position. He'll go back and sit there worrying about it now.
Yeah.
Damn good, he will look better in the long run.
Well, I told him this morning that this is true. I didn't know what was happening. It was a military thing. The only thing you could do, I asked him earlier, he did that. I said, the one thing I think I should know is that I don't want you on blockade. It's very important not to, because I am.
He was good on that. He ruled out the reduction of ground forces
and nuclear weapons.
And use of nuclear weapons. He said, beyond that, there's. President's going to take whatever steps, as he has said, always, to take whatever steps are necessary. I don't think the blockade question came up as such, so I don't think he had to answer it one way or another. But he did know the other one.
Yeah.